candidates for the New Democrat Party.
Thank you, Stephen. Bonsoir, je m'appelle Marc Laferrière. Je suis une jeunesse avec des idées. Tu es des jeunesses avec des idées. I'm also a young person who has a better accent in French than I do a vocabulary, so that will be the end of my French portion for the evening. I do want to talk to you, though, about ideas. Young people have ideas, and they can't be silenced, and they shouldn't be. Something that I really look at, I'm really lucky, I come from a riding where in one of our cities, we had a 27-year-old mayor elected, not that long ago. I also come from a riding, as Stephen had mentioned, that was New Democrat not that long ago. So when I go to a door, or when I have an event, people aren't throwing the ageist thing at me because they've seen young representation. They understand that we need more diverse voices at the table, that some of the problems that have happened, they're not caused by us, but we deserve a spot at the table to try and fix them. Now, the thing is that sometimes young people, and I've been this way before, sometimes young people can have a desire to be very brash, and that's exciting, but real diversity is working with people, not just at them. So something I would really suggest we all keep in mind as we knock on doors, as we help out campaigns, as we organize in communities, forget the politics, let's just talk about organizing in communities, is to work with other people to accept that diversity. I've been really lucky in the last several months. I've been able to work with Derek Blackburn, who was the candidate before in Brandt, who's a senior. And the mentoring he's been able to give has been incredible and exciting. And if I was to say, no, I know everything, I'm in my 20s, I wouldn't get that. Be able to work with Tony on some things. Tony comes with so much knowledge and so much of an understanding of how change actually happens. It's incredible. I've been able to, with Canada Without Poverty, I've been able to work with Ed Broadbent to hear those pieces of gold, for lack of a better term, that he's able to share. These are people who have something to offer, and they want to offer it with us, and they want to work with us, and we need to want to work with them to really make that diversity happen. But people understand that diversity involves younger voices. And younger voices, again, at the table to help fix a lot of the problems. And there are. You see the posters, you know, on the walls here about fighting climate change, ending unfair ATM charges, reducing tuition fees so that people have access to education, people have access to a better quality of life, people have access to that engagement that Tony was talking about. Thank you, Tony, for everything you had to say about Canada Without Poverty, about the issues that are closest to your heart, and about what people here can do. Now, I've been involved in politics since I was 14. When I was 14 years old, I petitioned my city hall to bring a bus to my high school. We didn't have one, and I grew up in poverty on the welfare system, and I couldn't stay after school if I didn't have a ride. And that was successful. It was organizing. It was getting signatures. It was asking people at city hall to accept what we were doing. As somebody's half clapping back there. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Then we've lost it.
Yeah, thank you.
I absolutely applaud what you did.
Thank you. But I really suggest if you have this feeling about what the New Democrats are doing, to get as involved as you can in a sane way. You know, don't drop out of school or anything like that. We need you to be educated. But you really need to look at different ways to help out. I was lucky enough to help out on campaigns. I went and did my master's up in Thunder Bay, and I helped out on some winning campaigns with Bruce Heyer and John Rafferty. And to get that experience to do that. You guys are at the center of the Canadian political world. When I went to Ottawa U, we were lucky. We had people from all the parties coming. And the reason I became a New Democrat was because New Democrats came, not always early, but they did always stay late. New Democrats were able to answer our questions, and we didn't have to have them scripted. I can't say that of the other parties. The other parties had, we'll give you two questions, please send them to us a week in advance, and maybe we'll answer them if we like them. New Democrats stayed, and they were professional, but they could also be casual. That, to me, was really exciting, that they were able to talk at every level about every issue. And if they didn't know something, they said, I don't know, but I'm going to get back to you. And guess what? They actually got back to us. I worry. In my riding, we have